Yeah, well, this is a step in the right direction. There's a lot of anger and frustration in the community around Glenties in relation to Loch Anna. They've organised a very efficient campaign to try and ensure that that quality of water that's been serving that community for without question for many, many years is protected. Obviously, one of the options that Irish Water are looking at is closing that system down altogether. And there's been a complete lack of consultation with the local group and lack of listening to the local concerns and the views that they have in terms of how it can be safeguarded into the future. So I wrote to Minister Alan Kelly looking for him to intervene, and he responded to me saying that he has written to Irish Water asking for an update in the issue from Irish Water directly to himself, and also asked Irish Water to directly engage with myself in this matter. So while it's not resolved yet, it's at least a step in the right direction, and I think the Minister's intervention is to be welcomed. We just hope it bears fruit for the community there.
So are you hopeful that Loch Anna won't be decommissioned as a water supply?
I am hopeful, yeah. I think that, you know, I've listened to Irish Water when I was addressing the McGill Summer School there in terms of the so-called consultation that they had with the group, and that they mentioned that there was a lot of good suggestions made. So I hope that that is a real spirit of openness and engagement. It would be, in my view, a first from Irish Water, but yet we might be surprised at the end of the day. If anything, I know that the group up there and the individuals involved in this campaign are nothing but determined, and I know that they're committed to this year. They see it as, you know, a sensible solution. They have very strong views in relation to this year, and I think that if everybody sits down in a proper spirit of openness and engagement, that we can find a solution that benefits everybody.